What are we focusing on? Do we have goals in our life? Are we just living paycheck to paycheck or just day by day without a plan, without a goal, without intentionality? A lot of us are, a lot of us aren't. A lot of the people that have goals, they're a little bit more happier, you know, they're a little bit more joyful because they feel like they have control of their life. And that's mainly what I want to say. Like, we control our lives. We control what happens in our future regarding our family, you know, our finances, our physical fitness, our social life, our intellectual life, our career, our family. All that stuff is, it's all based off of our choices, like what we choose, you know what. So it's like, I'm on Quora.com, and I follow these groups, you know about lifestyle and relationships and stuff. And a lot of these people are like, how do I get a boyfriend, or how do I get a friend, or how do I be social, or how do I do this, or you know? And a lot of them, they're worried about how to get a boyfriend or how to get a girlfriend, and they're young, you know. And my advice to people is, you know, not just those types of people, just any people, like, how do I get more money, or how do I do this? They have all these questions, and it's like, do you have a plan for your life? What's your focus? What's your goal? What are you doing right now to better yourself in the future? Do you have goals set for yourself? Do you have financial goals? Do you have spiritual goals? Do you read the Bible every day? You know, do you have social goals? Do you make it a point to talk to at least one person, new person every week? Do you develop your friendships? You know, it's all about focus and intentionality, you know. And also, the main thing is God. Like, God through Jesus Christ, His wisdom will guide us on our path. He'll help us to keep us salt and light of the earth. And that's what we're called to do, be salt and light of the earth. And when we have goals and plans for our life, we notice that that's what happens. You know, when you have a goal, a financial goal to get out of debt, for instance, nobody's getting out of debt. Like, hardly any people want, I mean, they have a desire to do it, but we don't do it. You know, we just don't, we decide not to do it. We decide to keep doing what we're doing to keep us in the debt that we're in. So when you go against the grain, you're going the other direction. That's being salt and light of the earth. When another example regarding relationships, if you're in high school, everybody else wants to get into a relationship because that's what society tells them to do, and you decide not to because you're saving yourself for marriage and you know this is not the right time to get a relationship. When you decide to do that, you start becoming the salt and light of the earth. And here's what happens. You start having a whole bunch of haters, people that don't like you because you decide to do the right thing. So when we decide to have focus, intentionality, and have goals for our life according to God's word, there's haters, people don't like us for it. Also, we start to recognize the people that are doing it, and therefore we have a support group. We have support from people that are striving to have goals and striving to be better for their life, and that's a good thing. So my question to you and to myself is, what are we focusing on? When we get up in the morning, is our main focus to compete with another person? Is our main focus to try to be better than somebody else? Is our main focus for us to get the glory and not God? So, for instance, I'll give you some advice, like on what some not some advice, but some clarity on what we're doing or what I'm doing with my life. And here's a few examples on what we can do. For me, I realize that there's seven areas of my life that my choices affect. Okay, the first one is social, and these are in no particular order. So I got my spiritual life, my social life, my finances, my family, my intellect, my career, and my physical fitness. All those seven areas are affected by my choices. Therefore, if I know that I have those seven areas and I do not have a plan, then one of them is going to get missed. Or a few of them is going to get worked on and one of them is going to get missed. Like, for instance, if I go to work all the time, work, all I'm focused on is my career. My family relationships will go down the drain because I'm just focused on my career. my spiritual life will go down the drain because I'm just focused on my career. You know, you see what I'm saying? So it's like we got to have a balance within our life. And these things are what God calls us to. He wants us to have this focus, you know. And I get the feeling that some people don't know about this stuff, but they choose not to because they feel like it's going to take work. And my advice is like, welcome to the world. Welcome to human living on this earth. You know, we're going to work. You know, that's just what happened. That's what God gave us to do. You know, he wants for us to till the land, to name the animals, you know, to be responsible. You know, the Bible even talks about knowing your flocks, knowing your sheep, knowing your work, knowing how to be skillful in your career and stuff like that, knowing how to live a family and to train your children, knowing how to be with your spouse, to be loving, having loving kindness toward them, you know, how to respect your husband or how to love your wife, you know, how to treat other Christians, how to be social with people, how to love your enemies. There's just so much wisdom in the Bible that I think that we can learn from it in all these areas of our life. So when we have focus and intentionality with our life, with God at the center, our spirituality at the center, then our lives start to become salt and light of the earth. We become joyful. When our finances are in order and we're good stewards of our money and we don't owe any money and we're debt free, there's just so much freedom and we can give, you know, to ministries that need it, you know, homeless that need it, to widows and orphans, as it calls us to do, to love the widows and the orphans, and teach them in the right way that they should go. That's another reason why I spread this out there, because I know a lot of families that their dads are not around. You know, their father died and they just have a single mom, or their grandparents are raising them. And I like to do this because I want to share knowledge and wisdom about life. And there's more than, you know, living life in a gang, if that's all you know. You know, you can be in a gang. You know, there's true Christians out there, you know, and it's real discouraging for me and to try to guide people to a church that doesn't even follow the Bible biblical principles. You know, this is real discouraging. It's like, dude, I used to go to a church and I didn't even want to direct people to that church because I felt like there was people there that were very secular and worldly in thought in the church. And that's very discouraging, especially to an outsider that's looking in like, I don't even really want to know if I want to be around those people. You know, I got better luck in the world, you know. So if we continue to be salt and light of the earth and have that focus and have that intentionality in our life and making goals and setting goals and writing down our goals every day, every moment of our second of our life, every second of our life, then there's less opportunity. There's less strain on your mind, on your spiritual life, when the enemy comes to attack, because the enemy will attack your mind. And when you're equipped with intentionality and focus through God and His Word in all these areas of your life, excuse me, we're able to tell the enemy, no, not today. I gotta go. I gotta plan. This is what God has told me. What do you have to offer but death? And I don't want death. I want life. I want to choose life. And I've chosen life by setting a goal and preparing for the worst. Doing my best and preparing for the worst. And we can do this. And I just want to encourage you guys, get some focus. Get focused. If you're not focused, get focused. Focus on what God wants you to for your life. And focus on these seven areas. There's seven areas. Let me go through them again. They're not in no particular order. You got your spiritual. You have your intellectual. You have your social, family, finances, fitness. Social, spiritual, financial, fitness, intellectual, family. There's another one there. I forgot them. Let me find them really quick. So embarrassing. Sorry. the seven areas. So we got social, we got spiritual, so from the top, spiritual, family, finances, physical fitness, career, social, intellectual. Family, finances, physical fitness, spiritual, career, social, intellectual. One more time. Family, finances, physical fitness, spiritual, career, social, and intellectual. These are no particular order. Although I will say that spiritual should be the very first one. If you put any of those, if you want to line them up and put them in order, I say that spiritual will have to be the first one, because everything that we do must spring forth from God's ideas, God's original plans for our life. And he wants for us to be salt and light of the earth and have focus and intentionality. Thanks a lot, you guys, for watching. Hit the subscribe button on YouTube if you're watching, on my podcast if you're listening. Check me out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. If you want me at a speaking engagement anywhere at your school or at your church or anything like that, any kind of function, I'm more than happy to help out in finances or spiritual goals or anything like that, you guys. I can share my testimony about what's going on with me. Thanks a lot, you guys, for listening. Have a good one.